Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Memo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, not much, man. You know, just a typical day, you know, in sports. And, you know, fortunately, I'm going to, you know, lead off with a little NFL with the Jets. Another disappointing loss by the Jets. We'll lead off with that. We'll talk about the NBA as, you know, the new season's about to start in a few days. Talk about the, you know, the Knicks, the Nets, the Lakers, you know, you name it. We'll talk about that. Also, you know, we're also going to talk about the World Series as Game 5 is about to start on Tuesday night. And as usual, you know, we always end the show, you know, with a little sports entertainment, a little WWE news, and guys, you all know the number, and that number is, of course, 917 388 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know the deal. But with that in mind, let's unfortunately talk about the New York Jets. I'm guessing you watched the game since I know you got Ivory on your fantasy football team.
Yep.
And
who played good today? He's probably the only person that played good on the team today.
You ain't lying, man. It definitely, the game ball definitely is, if it was a win, it definitely wouldn't be going to Geno Smith, that's for sure.
Or Michael Vick.
Or Michael Vick. Or anybody else.
Yeah.
But, Geno Smith, he got pulled from the game because, my goodness, you couldn't have a worse game in your life, man. I mean,
it was bad.
It was brutal. You know, he got the hook early, and Michael Vick came in, had some, you know, rushing, you know, for some yards, some first downs, but other than that, he was, you know, he was brutal too. And, of course, you know, it was Percy Harvin's debut as a New York Jet after, you know, he was traded to New York for the, you know, the Jets' conditional pick for next year's draft. And basically, you know, it was a stinker.
Yeah, man, it was bad. I mean, both Michael Vick and Geno Smith had 3 turnovers each in this game.
You can't make that stuff up, man. I mean, they must have thought it was Friday because they had a Halloween performance. I wouldn't want to be dressed up as Geno Smith this Halloween.
Oh, no. It was as bad as you get. Geno Smith threw an interception on the first 3 possessions of the game. I mean, did he know there was a game today to be played?
I guess he thought it was like a practice game or something. My goodness. I mean, not even a video game. could you have a horrible performance like that? Even if you put the level on hard or legendary mode or something like that, would you play that bad against a computer? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, it was not a good performance at all. And Michael Vick, they put him in, and you know, he threw interception also, and he fumbled twice. So I mean, neither quarterback performed good today. You know.
Yeah, I mean they were getting beat up in the second quarter. You know, the Jets kind of went on a little run with Vick. You know, cut the lead down to 7 at one point, I think early in the third. But you know, that's when the Bills woke up and just beat the Jets like if they stole something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to say it, man. I mean, it was, you know, like Bill Parcells say, you are what your records say you are. And, you know, the Jets are 1-7. And, you know, there's not much you could say about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's right. This is the first half. Well, this first half of the season is coming to an end right now, and Jets are 1-7. It's not a good start to the first half.
Yeah, it looks like the way how they played today and most of this year. Basically, I think Jets thought they were the Giants and had a bye week today because
yeah.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah, man, I can't even describe. The offense itself is like, I don't know what team they want to be. If they want to be a passing team or a running team. I mean, they have Ivory, who's like their key weapon in the offense since he could run the ball. And he had 2 touchdowns today for them. But as far as passing, I mean, you know, they're not a passing team right now with Geno or Michael Vick. They can't throw the ball, and they don't have any deep threats on the team. I mean, maybe Percy Harvin, maybe he'll become one as they get more familiar with him. But they don't know what type of offense they want to be right now. You know, they don't have an identity.
And you're right. And I don't even know what to say, man. It's just, I guess it's safe to say the season's over.
Well, never say never. You know, stranger things have happened in the NFL. you know, the good thing about the NFL is, like, it's wide open for any team to win it. So there's still the second half of the season. I mean, who knows? They could go 8-0 the rest of the way and make the playoffs. You never know, you know?
I doubt that very much.
Hey, I see, like I said, I've seen crazier things happen in the NFL, you know, when teams have been counted out and go on to win it. Like my Giants, you know, they've been counted out several times and they've gone on to do well in the playoffs. So you got to have faith. You got to hold, you know, have hope, you know. But right now, yeah, it does look slim for the Jets, the way they've been playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they haven't even had a win in the division yet. I mean, the only win they got was obviously an opening day, you know, against the Raiders, you know, by the final score of 19-14. And basically that was it. That's the only time Jets showed up this whole season.
Yeah, and they lost seven straight games. That's the first time they lost seven straight since, like, Herm Edwards era.
I guess they. I guess they didn't listen to him. You played to win the game. They're playing to win the game like the 1919 Cincinnati Reds. No, actually, Chicago White Sox, I should say. Because, man, I mean, they look like they're throwing the game, man. I mean,
yeah, they cannot play like this going forward.
Well, it's safe to say it's going to be, you know, Rex Ryan's last year.
Well, it's looking more and more like that, unfortunately. I mean, his first two seasons, he was a godsend, you know. He was like,
oh yeah,
led them to two straight AFC final games, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. And you know, when Sanchez's first year is, you know, as quarterback, you know,
yeah,
you know, Rex was in your face. I mean, Rex Ryan has been humbled.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word. He's not a trash talker. I mean, you can't talk trash when you're getting your butt handed to you every week.
He's definitely changed as a coach. He's more laid back, more, you know, he, like you said, he's not as trash talking as he was his first few seasons here. But I don't know, maybe that hasn't helped the team. Maybe he was better the way he was before. Who knows?
I guess we'll switch over to the Giants. You know, they have the bye week.
Yep.
But they're going to be facing the Colts. You know, on the third Monday night game.
That should be a battle.
Oh yeah.
Colts are a very good offensive team, but right now they're getting their butts handed to them by the Steelers at the half. Right now the Steelers are beating up on them, what's the score, 35-20 it looks like. But the Colts, they're a very good offensive team with a lot of weapons, so they could erupt for points at any time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So Giants are going to have to be, they're going to have to play very, very well to win that game.
And you know, Giants, you know, they got a lot to prove, you know, redeem themselves after that, you know, 31-21 loss, you know, to their rival Cowboys.
Yeah. That should be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys posted what goes on, you know, in the NFL. And, yeah, let's also talk MLB. Yeah, this is you know, the World Series, you know, between the Kansas City Royals and the Giants. The series is now tied 2-2, and the Royals, they had a chance to jump to the 3-1 lead, but they got. After they had the lead, they just blew it, and the Giants just pounded them by a final score of 11-4.
Yeah.
So basically, both teams are going to try to go 3-2 on Tuesday night.
It looks like it's the game 5 is tonight, it looks like. It looks like it'll be it's tonight on Fox at 8.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. It is.
It's going to be Shields against Bumgarner. So that should be an interesting game. Of course, but you got to give Bumgarner the edge since, you know, he's, you know, so far in this postseason, he's 1-0 for 1.2 ERA. But the Royals, you know, guys, they've made it this far, and they've been clutch all postseason, so I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way to win this game.
You're absolutely right, man. I mean, for the most part, this whole series has been a dogfight, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, Giants was the first team that actually, you know, beat the Royals in this postseason, so...
Yeah.
Looks like, you know, like what we suspected is going to go at the minimum, it's going to go game 6.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you heard, the Rays manager, you know, Madden, he opted out of his deal with the Rays, and he's a free agent.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Unfortunately, the Mets aren't interested, and looks like he might be going to the Cubs.
Wow, that'd be a good move. He's been a great manager for a long time now.
I know. That's why I was hoping the Mets would go after him because you know, this guy's one of the best managers in the game. He led you know, the Rays to their only World Series appearance in '07.
Yep.
And to me, it made the perfect sense. It looks like, you know, Mets don't want to spend that money, and plus, they don't want to go back on their word saying, you know, that Terry Collins will remain as the Mets, you know, manager. So, basically, Terry Collins will return as, you know, the Mets skipper, you know, next year. So, that's basically, you know, what... Hopefully that won't be the biggest news the Mets do this offseason, along with adjusting their wall, you know, their stadium walls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want, you know, Joe Maddon. I mean, he is one of the best managers in baseball, and he's a coach under the Angels for a while. I think he won a championship with the Angels, right?
Repeat that part.
He won a championship with the Angels back in 2002. Yeah. He was a bench coach, wasn't he?
He probably was. I'd have to check that to make sure.
I think he was some kind of coach in that year, but a championship with them, and he went on and managed the Rays, led them to several postseasons, no World Series appearance. So, I mean, I don't understand why any team wouldn't want him, you know?
I think it's the price tag to sign him. Apparently he wants a you know, a 5-year deal. But I would have signed him. I mean, this guy, his record speaks for itself.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. That was Mets' opportunity to have a great manager, and especially a guy who, you know, a good in-game manager. You know, you would have had him, but Mets don't want to. You know, they're going to stick with Terry, so I just got to deal with it. Oh, by the way, Mets, you know, signed Kevin Long as their new hitting coach. You know, of course, he spent, at least 7 years with the Yankees before he was fired, you know, earlier this year.
Right.
So hopefully he could provide that spark for Granderson like he did briefly later in the season.
Right. Hopefully that helps.
And I guess we just talked about the season that just passed. And, you know, in the NBA, the seasons are just about to start. So, let's What's your thoughts on the, you know, the upcoming next season?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, you got the new coach, new players, Calderon, Dallenberg, new offense, the triangle. Got Carmelo back. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys mesh on this new system and the new coach and how they play. Hopefully they play much better than they did last year. It'll be interesting to see, you know, and if and they have to make the playoffs this year. No question about it.
You're right about that. I mean, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. About the, you know, about this season. I know they're not going to, you know, they're not going to do anything major this year. But I think they're going to, you know, I think they're going to put the, you know, the foundation, you know, for the upcoming years when, you know, Knicks signed some, you know, some star players to go along with Melo and they finally live up to that, the expectations, you know, playing in New York.
Yeah.
So this year I'm hoping, you know, it's going to, you know, like you said, at least a playoff berth. Even though it's usually against my philosophy, usually I have the mindset, if you go to the playoffs, you know, I'll, you know, I expect you guys, you know, my team, you know, at the very minimum, you know, to me, if they don't go to the, you know, if they don't win the championship, it's like, what's the point of going to the playoffs? But with this Knicks team, they've been so bad for so long, with the exception of 2 years ago, you know, mm-hmm. they need some, they need to put the pieces together in order for them to, you know, build on a respectable Knicks team that could potentially win a championship or
exactly.
At least at the very minimum challenge LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers for the championship in the
yep.
next coming years.
Exactly.
So
and they,
you know,
they
like,
played their second game of the season against the Cavaliers.
Yep. So bring them on, bring it on, man. Hopefully we can
whoop their ass.
Definitely put a hurting on those guys, man.
Oh yeah.
Because those guys, even without LeBron James, they were kicking our butts anyway. I mean.
Yeah.
So that I thought as soon as LeBron went.
Ass whooping night for them every time they saw us.
Every time, yeah, they were kicking our butts. I mean, I thought as soon as LeBron left, okay. Back, things are going to be back to normal. Nope. Yeah, I guess, but then again, they had Kyrie Irving, so, I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that explains it. But now they got Kyrie Irving, they got LeBron James, and they got Kevin Love. So, I mean.
It'll be tough.
There's going to be no love lost for, you know, for the Knicks when they face the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. I'm looking
it should
forward
motivate
to
the Knicks now to play much better against the Cavs, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
no
they used to underperform, you know, when they played these crappy teams.
Oh, man, you literally just stole the words the words right out of my mind. I was just
yes,
about to
please.
Say that. They always play to their competition. When it's a good team, you know, they play hard. You know, they overachieve. Sometimes they could steal a win, but most times they lose. But when they play against a crappy team, my goodness, they try to outstink the horrible teams, man. I mean, they play to their competition, for real.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, the Nets are also going to be playing, I think, Wednesday night also.
Who cares?
Well, some people do. You know, some transplanted, you know, former Knicks fans who jumped on the Nets bandwagon, you know, they care.
Yeah.
And some of the diehard Nets fans who were there, you know, who were there for them ever since their New Jersey days, you know, they care too. But, yeah they're going to be facing, it's going to be the Nets versus KG's former team, the Boston Celtics, in Boston. So that should be another memorable night for KG.
Yeah.
Down in Beantown. But yeah, another interesting matchup is gonna be trying to remember. It's gonna be on Tuesday night it's gonna be the Lakers versus the Lakers versus the Rockets. So that's going to be Jeremy Lin's debut as a Laker, and he's going to be facing his former team, the Rockets. So, you know, that's another game to keep your eye on.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. What the hell?
You okay? What? You okay, wherever you at?
Oh, no, I'm watching the Eagle-Arizona game. Jerry Macklin, he caught a punt, I think, and, like, he started to run with it, and he ended up crashing through the sideline to a table full of drinks.
It's like a WWE, you know, spot.
I like the first time I've seen something like that.
And speaking of WWE, you know, Hell in the Cell is tonight. So what's your thoughts on, let me run down some of these matches for you, and you know the deal. We're going to,
yeah.
Ms. Dow, no, let me see. It's Big Show versus Rusev. Who do you think is going to win?
I got to go Rusev on this one.
Yeah, I think Rusev is going to win too. And if Big Show wins, I think no one's really going to care because this storyline is dead. They should let Swagger or Mark Henry win it.
Yeah.
You know, when the storyline was hot.
Exactly.
So Rusev. Let's see. Sheamus versus The Miz.
Sheamus.
I think Miz. Well, who you said?
Miz will win it.
I think Miz is gonna win. You know, off the popularity of Damian Mizdow. But usually, your pick would be a smart pick because Sheamus, you know, he's on Cena mode. He hardly loses.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go against, you know, my mind and pick The Miz to win this one.
Okay.
How about the battle between the Bella sisters? Nikki versus Brie. Winner will be – the loser becomes the assistant of her sister for 30 days. I think it's going to be I think Nikki is going to win.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I think Bree's going to win it.
Well, I think Nikki's going to win.
Yeah,
but
I think
we'll
Bree will have to. Nikki will have to be Bree's assistant.
I could definitely. I'm picking Nikki to win because I could easily see Bree being reluctantly, you know, Nikki's assistant, kind of like similar to Shawn Michaels being JBL's, you know,
yeah,
assistant.
Right.
So I see it sort of like that. And if the sister, the loser, you know, doesn't do it, then she'll be fired.
Yeah.
So, moving on, Divas Championship match, AJ Lee versus Paige. I think Paige will win.
I think AJ Lee retains it somehow. I think what's her name, Fox, might interfere.
Yeah, definitely she's going to definitely interfere for sure.
But I don't see AJ losing it until next year WrestleMania. I think she's gonna hold on to it for a little while now.
Yeah, but then again, she's already the longest reigning Divas champion. You know, from her last reign, one of her previous reigns, because she did win it and lose it. Oh no, actually, it would be because she. Well, I'm trying to remember, because she won it this since she returned. She won it twice, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it's all been against
Paige.
Yeah.
They've been turning back and forth. So I think Paige is going to win. You think AJ?
Yeah.
How about Tag Team Championship? Golden Stardust versus the Usos. I think the Dust Brothers are going to retain.
I think so also. I think the Dust Brothers will retain it.
All right. So what about the 2 out of 3 Intercontinental Championship? Dolph Ziggler versus the challenger Cesaro. I'm picking Cesaro to finally win the WWE Intercontinental Championship. What about you?
Yeah. Well, this could go either way. I could see Ziggler winning it. I could see Cesaro in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could go either way. I mean, I'd go with Cesaro, but I wouldn't be shocked if Ziggler retained it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. It could go either way, but I'm really feeling this is the time for Cesaro to finally put, you know, the Intercontinental belt around his waist. I mean, he's won the United States Championship, but, you know, there's nothing like the Intercontinental Championship, even though the prestige of the title isn't as what it used to be in, post Ruthless Aggression era.
Right.
So that's my pick. And let's see. To me, this is the real main event match. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose, Hell in the Cell.
Dean Ambrose is going to win this.
This is a tough one, but I think Dean's going to win it.
Yeah.
I think Dean's
going to finally get his redemption.
Exactly. I think this is Dean's night to finally, put an end to their feud.
Yep.
And now this is the main event, the match we've seen at least 1 million times in our lifetimes. And of course I'm referring to John Cena versus Randy Orton in the Hell in the Cell. And now the new stipulation is whoever wins automatically becomes the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship against Brock Lesnar. Who do you pick to win?
Well, I think Cena's going to win it.
I agree with you, too. I mean, it's Cena. Randy Orton is basically on Cena mode, too. He hardly loses, too. But against Cena, you know Cena's going to win.
Yeah, although he did beat Cena last time they fought, right?
Probably. I think you're right. Yes, you're right. The latter, when they unified the titles.
Right,
which was,
right.
I think it was late last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yes, you know what? It's almost a year ago, because I think it was in the TLC, it was in the TLC pay-per-view event on December.
Right. Yeah.
So it's almost a year ago since they fought in a match that, has title implications in it.
So I think Cena will win this one this time.
And there's rumors that Orton's going to turn heel, in a few months, maybe even sooner.
I thought he was ready heel.
face. He's going to turn face, I should say.
Oh, okay.
And plus him RKOing Cena and especially Paul Heyman, it might lead to that. And, Seth Rollins did curb stomp him at the end of Raw. And, he might face Brock Lesnar if he beats... find some way to beat John Cena inside the Hell of a Cell.
Mm, yeah. So I think the best three matches I'm looking forward to tonight, really. All the other matches I don't give a crap about. Three matches I'm looking forward to, Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins, of course.
Of course.
John Cena versus Randy Orton. I mean, I know they fought a million times, but I want to see who will win that match.
Yeah.
And this match might be surprising to you.
Cesaro versus Ziggler?
Nope, not even.
The Divas match.
Divas match. I want to see what happens with that, because if the loser does not comply, they'll be forced to quit. And if Nikki does win, what if Brie is the one to quit this time around?
You're talking about the other Divas match, not the championship Divas match.
I'm talking about Brie versus Nikki, not the AJ versus Paige.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because Nikki, she had to leave WWE by Stephanie forcing her to quit last time, right?
No, actually it was Brie that did. It was Brie.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Brie.
Right.
Well, no, was it? Wait, isn't
no,
it?
No, it was Brie. No, it was Brie, because remember Nikki was beat up by a bunch in handicap matches because Brie quit, and that's what eventually turned Nikki heel months later.
All right, okay, then I should say Nikki then. Nikki, if she's forced to quit this time, then that's going to be, I want to see what happens tonight with that match. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll definitely find out about that. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted what's going to happen with the results next week. Got any last words you'd like to say?
Happy Halloween. Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11. And come back here and check out Sports Urban Legend every Sundays at 6.
You're the man. Check out both shows. I want to thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys next week.